investors are certainly getting what they want over the past couple of sessions. The Fed steered clear of a 100 basis point rate hike while communicating some messages that were perceived to be less hawkish leaning. And this was then followed up with a discouraging negative GDP print in the U.S., putting the U.S. economy into a technical recession. The reason all of this is good for investors is because it increases the potential for the Fed to keep taking the foot off the gas when it comes to aggressive rate hikes. And of course, the lower rates are, the better it is for investors. But it's a dangerous game the market is playing right now. That is, the game of hoping for bad news that will make conditions easier. Dangerous because all of this goes away if inflation keeps pushing higher. For the moment, the market is happy to cling to the hope that inflation is topping out. But if we do see those inflation reads pushing up, the Fed will have no choice but to get more aggressive with rate hikes, all at a time when that economic data isn't looking good, which then makes for an ugly turn of events. Again, for now, investors are hoping, and the resulting price action has been very much risk on, with stocks breaking out to the top side and the US dollar selling off. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German employment, German GDP, BOE consumer credit, Eurozone GDP, Eurozone inflation, Canada GDP, U.S. personal income and spending, U.S. core PCE, Chicago PMIs, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.